When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
In the past is going to be joining me for today's show. So we've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to continue on with kind of a little bit of the theme and a little bit of spinoff of what David Bellavia was talking about in regards to obviously the city of Buffalo, Somali flag, all the stuff going on. I think that's very topical. But I'm going to really kind of couch it in you know, using a comment or a tweet that Tim Wenger sent out, which I think he's right on about, right? Said, instead of focusing on what Buffalo did do and the whole Somali flag issue, I'm more embarrassed about what Buffalo didn't do and isn't doing in celebrating America 250. And he goes 250, and he goes on from there. And we're going to talk a bit about that. I think, to me, would there have even been, I guess that's my question to the public, if you want to join us here, 803-0930 and star 930, would there even have been a Somali flag issue at all if they had been planning a America 250 celebration for the 4th of July? I mean, wouldn't that have overshadowed, like, oh, yeah, they're doing the Somali independence thing, but look at these celebrations that we're doing for America 250 anniversary of independence, which I think is super, super important to celebrate. I mean, the White House did an amazing job. Sadly, it seems like every single Democrat major city in the country just said, yeah, we're not going to bother. We don't. And John Ryan said, poor timing.
You know, Sean Ryan had poor timing with that whole thing. It was like he cancels it. He makes the announcement that he cancels the fireworks, and then they go and raise the flag. I mean, I know we've talked about it, but it's just really, it's just idiocracy.
I think Americans are getting sick and tired of being put last, right? This is why there is a MAGA party, Make America Great Again, which is an American first kind of mentality, right? It's not, you could, look, it's fine to celebrate all these different enclaves in New York City, but then they leave things off. Right. It's we're celebrating the Somali flag, but not the American flag. We're not the American independence. We're celebrating, you know, a little Somalia, New York City on the map that Mamdani just put out. But we're not going to include Little Italy. Right. That's insulting. And I think Americans are sick and tired of it. And so my question, I really do believe this, would the Somali flag even happen? Would it have even happened? Had it been overshadowed by a huge America 250 celebration, I think it would have been, oh yeah, they're doing that, but look at what they're doing here, right? And I really think that's what people are just, we've had enough. The Democrat Party has become the party of hate America. And if you look at where they canceled things, it wasn't just Buffalo. It was all over the place. I've got a whole list of the cancellations, and they did it for a whole host of reasons, right? Some places cited, you know, it was a drought. There could be a fire risk. You know, Sean Ryan said, well, we got these canisters falling from the sky. Never been a problem before, but now all of a sudden it is. Won't be a problem in the lake, though. They're going to do fireworks from the barge.
It's not going to be a problem on August 2nd falling from the sky. When he does it.
Right, well, canisters falling from the sky are a problem on the 4th of July, but they're not a problem when you fire them from the barge on August 3rd. Yeah. I mean, I think they'd be easier to clean up in the city than the water, wouldn't they? I don't know. But, you know, again, it's just this anti-American mentality. And again, it's not just Buffalo. Of course, it's everywhere that liberals seem to run things. And I think the Americans in general, in both parties, are kind of getting sick and tired of it. In Chicago, Lombard fireworks were canceled. Park Forest fireworks canceled everything. Woodridge Downers Grove was canceled, and Steamwood, same. Flossmoor nixed a children's bicycle parade. What was the problem there? I mean, you couldn't celebrate an America 250 celebration with a kid's bicycle parade? Was there some sort of a heat stroke risk? I mean, those same kids were probably out playing that same day, right? Colorado, not just, you know, this is all Illinois. Now in Colorado, they shut down firework parades in Colorado Springs. Pueblo, Cripple Creek, Cannon City, Palmer Lake, Woodland Park, Silver Cliff, Trinidad, and so many more. It's ridiculous. Washington, D.C., the Independence Day parade was stopped. While in Maryland, the Tacoma Park parade and the block party were canceled. In Virginia, Leesburg, Fairfax, and Lovettsville, all canceled parades. New Jersey, Cape May, Haddon Township, all of them. I mean, all these places, Minnesota, Boston, Delaware, New York, you name it, where a Democrat ran a city, they didn't do any sort of celebration. And in fact, not only did they didn't do anything special, but they actually shut things down that were scheduled to happen, which to me is just disgusting. And honestly, as an American, I'm tired of this anti-American mentality, no matter who it's from. And it seems to be really emanating from one party in general. And I think I now know why. And I'm going to talk about that as the show progresses. 803-0930, star 930 is a free call in a cell. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. And, of course, if you do have a financial question, we are the financial guys. Markets have been volatile. Today it's a pretty decent day, it seems, but you never know. Days are still young. So, but, you know, having a plan, long-term plan, helps a lot. If you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS or thefinancialguys.com. So, anyway, I don't know. You know, when it seems as if again, the Democrat Party now is the party of anti-American. I think I'm now starting to get it. You know, I've always wondered, is it ignorance or is it malice? We've talked about this on our financial show on Saturdays for a long, long time, right? Is it malice or is it ignorance? And, you know, sometimes it feels like a little bit of each. But honestly, I'm really starting to think more on the malice side. It does seem to me that, yeah, right? It does seem to me that the policies and the things that they do are intent on keeping people poor or hurting people in general.
So my father used to always say, don't assume malice where stupidity can be the explanation. I think that we just have to assume malice from now on. It's like this calculated way to just keep the poor and take more from them and make it so they are completely and totally dependent on the government. They're geniuses, actually. It's something to be admired. Not admired, but like to go, oh my gosh, in awe of it. But really, is that where we should be in our society? Like, this is the country of capitalism of, you know, great, you work hard, you do better. It's just awful.
Well, when you look at the entire platform of the Democrat Party, it's to defund the police, open borders. We're on stolen land. Nobody should own guns. It's just the women can be whatever they want to be and men can be the same. I mean, you could be a cat, you can be a bunny, you can be a man, a woman, whatever. It's ridiculousness, right? Yeah. All of this stuff is just, they're preposterous positions, but they're all designed to do one thing. And that is to bring down America, right? This is obvious now, whether it's the Democrat Socialist Party that's taken over the Democrat Party, which was obvious. I know David talked a lot about that and played some great clips. In their own words, when they tell you what they want to do, you should believe them, right? They're telling you what they want.
Power of propaganda.
Exactly. I think there's two different groups here. I think there's two different within the Democrat. Obviously, there's a Democrat Socialist, and then there's just the Democrats in general. And but, you know, when it comes to America and American, you know, excellence or exceptionalism, whatever you want to call it, I see it differently. And, you know, I think it'd be nice if we could get some level of balance in our education system and whatnot to appreciate that. Has America done bad things? Of course. Has every country done bad things? Of course. But when you begin to look at the totality of the 250 years of what we've accomplished and what we have done as a nation, it is nothing short of absolutely spectacular. And Elon Musk pointed out something that I think is really, you know, something to ponder for just a second, right? In 5,000 years of our recorded history, the goal of empires in general was to take over more territory and more peoples, right? Whether it be the Roman Empire or the Alexander the Great or the Egyptians or whatever, it doesn't matter. We go back 5,000 years of history, and it's always about conquest and conquer, even up until the latter century, where Britain still could, you know, controlled India and had, you know, Hong Kong and different territories. You know, when you talk about imperialism, it was really more British imperialism. America has never been an imperialized country or imperialistic country, even though they're blamed for a lot of that stuff. In fact, it's quite the opposite. And, you know, he was talking about it in the context of AI, but he used the nuclear weapon as the example, and he's absolutely right. You know, we had an opportunity after World War II to literally take over the globe, right? Had we wanted to, we had the only nuclear weapon on the planet. We had just displayed its power to the world in absolute stunning fashion, right?
Right.
I mean, when we dropped those two bombs in Japan, it was like, whoa, they immediately surrendered, right?
Yeah.
It was, holy smokes, America has a weapon that nobody else can rival. At that moment in time, we could have taken over any territory that we wanted on the planet. If we had said we wanted Japan to be the 51st state after Hawaii, we could have done it, right? We could have done anything we wanted. If we wanted an entirety of Europe, it was ours for the taking. The entire globe could have been under an American imperialized system. But we didn't do that. We're one of the only civilizations to ever not do that. I can't think of one other that did what we did. What we did was miraculous. What Americans did was we rebuilt our enemies. We funded it. We raised the money to the tune of billions of dollars for reconstruction efforts in Japan and Europe and elsewhere in the world. We paid for that.
And we took over the just what we could take, what we could handle. You know, it's like, you know, if you grow your businesses too fast and you spread out and you end up having to close things off, we took what we could handle and we did a great job with it. And everybody wants to hate on us now because, I don't know, whatever the bureaucracy and what it is that these media outlets are trying to feed all the people that are on their phones scrolling all day. It's just like, get outside and see how great it is to live here. Like, just stop looking at your phone all day.
Well, the power of the propaganda is real, and you're seeing that now with this this soccer tournament, right? So you're now seeing that all these Europeans, whether from Germany to England, to Scotland, all of them, are like, oh, my God, this is not at all what I expected. I mean, I expected, you know, violence and shootings and mayhem and garbage and filth, and this is an amazing place, and they're all so happy, and but again, the power of propaganda and what they're being told is real. And the same thing with Americans, right? These Americans coming through the indoctrination centers where, you know, you hear these leftists, these young people, right? They've been propagandized to believe something that is absolutely not true, and that is America is an evil country, right? There's people over at Khomeini's funeral of several Americans, which is insanity to me. I mean, open your eyes. It's just incredible. But what we spent was billions and billions of dollars to reconstruct Europe under the Marshall Plan and Japan. At the time, we spent $13.3 billion for Europe and $2.2 to rebuild Japan. In today's dollars, that's huge. That's hundreds of billions of dollars, right? Yeah. $200 billion in today's dollars would have been what we spent to rebuild our enemies. And amazingly, Germany became the economic engine of Europe in literally one generation. We could have left it in rubbles. I mean, Germany was flattened at that point in time, right? But we rebuilt them. We spent the money. American tax dollars rebuilt Europe as well as Japan and a lot of the world, right? At a time when that shows the amount of restraint and right there that American exceptionalism and why we are a different civilization than anything prior that has existed that we know, again, in recorded history. Because I can't think of a single civilization that had the opportunity to take over more territory or had the upper hand via power or military, whatever, didn't exercise that to do exactly that, right? Anyway, but again, getting back, you know, would there, if they had, if Sean Ryan and et al., with a whole group of lead, the four you know, sub mayors he's got over there, the $800,000 in deputy mayors. Would they, would have been an issue had they had a big celebration, had they had signs up, you know, America 250, and had they talked about American greatness, and had there been a fireworks display or something, a parade, anything, something to recognize our 250-year anniversary of our independence and what that meant to the world. We didn't Isn't just conquer the world. We restructured a whole economic system of trade and global interdependence that has ushered in this peace that we've had for the last, whatever, 80 or so years now.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Because that's what the Democratic Party does all the time. Anytime there's something that's like something in the news that they don't want us to see, they create something else that they want us to focus on. Like it was, what was it, Hunter's laptop? And then all of a sudden it was like, you know, Trump was getting indicted. And it's like, oh, look over here. Like there's shiny object over here. Stop looking at the thing that is, you know, going to make us look bad as a party. So it's exactly what Sean Ryan did. It was just, I mean, it was a perfect little about face from not being, you know, pro-American and then being pro to the outside, you know, the people that aren't maybe not even here legally when we're putting their flag up. It's, I don't know. It's just really just disgusting.
I think part of it's the way he said it, though, right? And I think part of it is the, well, if I don't want to. I mean, it's just, you know, everybody knows he's an American-hating socialist. We all know that, right? You don't need us to shove it in our face. That you, I mean, it's obvious, right? At least the Democrats of old would kind of play along, you know, it seems. Not this guy, though. And here, I'll just play his own words. This is a quick 17-second clip, so you can, I don't remember who asked the question, but it was a good question to ask.
Started raising real questions about, you know, when you put these fireworks up, canisters drop down.
Oh.
if they'll do them on the canal side, they're going to do them in the river on the barge.
And you couldn't do that?
I didn't want to do them on the barge in the river because we're already doing them August 2nd on the barge in the river.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to because I don't want to because these canisters fall down. Apparently, it's only a problem in certain areas when canisters fall from the sky from fireworks, but only where they want them to be a problem. So right. In the river from the barge, no problem. Canal side, no problem. You know, other fireworks, nope. Never been a problem. But suddenly now it is a problem because they want it to be a problem. And then the flippantness of it, right? Too bad. I don't want to. So there. Again, yeah. You could have had a parade. Okay, so don't do fireworks. Do a celebratory parade.
Do something. Right.
Do something. Gather in Niagara Square. Bring in a chorus. I don't care. Do something to commemorate the 250-year anniversary. It's embarrassing. It really is. But
that would go against.
So it's par for the course.
That would go against everything that he, all of his supporters and everything are going for. They want everybody to hate America. So for him to, you know, unilaterally do some type of celebration for the 250 would be going against everything that he's, you know, that he stands for.
Right. And then the blame game is just great. Now we're on the hunt for the promoter. It was a promoter's fault that there was violence, right? It's you know, it's again, the excuses of we can't do it because of this, because canisters are falling from the sky, or it's always a pointing of the fingers, and it's, again, they try to just deflect from what I believe, again, is a pretty intentional effort to cause misery and keep people down, whether it's psychologically down, whether it's beaten down economically, whether it's making them dependent and on them for, you know, welfare payments or Section 8, whatever it is, they are the party of the beatdown, right? Mm-hmm. In every way, shape, or form, their goal is to keep you down. And all of the things that they do, when you really think about it, seem to be the means to that end, whether it's removing basketball hoops. Whenever there's a budget crisis, they start closing parks. They never fire bureaucrats. No. If push comes to shove in Buffalo, mark my words, they will shut down a park all day long before they fire a deputy governor.
Fire one of the mayors?
Exactly. All day long, they will not fire a mayor.
Doesn't Sean have like all these deputy mayors? Like, let's fire
Punishment,
one of them.
The pain is the point for the Democrat Party, right? They as soon as there's a budget crisis, what do they go to? We've got to take away police. We're taking away firefighters. Right. We're taking away bureaucrats. Uh-oh. Got to get rid of deputy mayors. This middle level of management and bureaucratic administration. We're going to let that. We're going to terminate that. No, it's never that. It's always we're going to close the parks. We're going to cut police officers. We're going to look what Mamdani's doing with the budget in New York City. I mean, it's incredible. Anyway. Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. 803-0930 *930 is a free call on a cell. 1-800-616-9236. I'd like to know your thoughts. Would the Somali flag have been even an issue if they had actually done some sort of a celebratory event for America 250 last week. That's the question. 803-0930-930 is a free call and a cell, 1-800-616-9236. And of course, if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. You can always reach out to us at our office, 833-FINGUYS or thefinancialguys.com. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome back. Got the financial guys in for Joe Beamer here. Rob Lampka producing today in for Tanner Saunders. Appreciate it and helping out on the phones as well. 803-0930 if you want to join us. Again, I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Ann Horan. And we are talking about the Somali flag issue, but really more the would it have been an issue had we actually celebrated America 250 in Western New York and in the way that we should have, right? And I'm talking, you know, banners hanging from streetlights and a parade and, you know, something to commemorate the historic event of, you know, the anniversary of our independence. And to me, you know, I'm absolutely proud of my country and what we've been. Obviously we've had bad times and done things and, you know, but so is every country. But when you look at the totality of this country, I think we have been a force for good around the globe. I think the world is a better place because of American excellence. And as I used earlier, the example that Elon mentioned, and he was talking more about AI and that who wields the power, which country wields the power of AI. We had the ability after World War II to basically take over whatever we wanted. We wanted Japan, would have been ours, right? We had the only nuclear weapon on the planet. We were the world's superpower solely and alone at that point, right? We didn't do that. We rebuilt a different world that was based on interdependent trade, right? Japan, you want to focus on, you know, electronics and auto manufacturing? Go for it. Yeah. Germany, you want to focus on manufacturing and, you know, whatever? Go for it, right? France, we don't know what you do. But bad example, right? Bad example. But, you know, you do you, and then you find out what's good for you. And at the heart of it, it was based
when equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Off of a capitalism to begin with, right?
So can I just say something
here?
You decide
with your country. Hold on. Will you decide with your country what you want to do? and you bring that good in service to the world. And if there's a need for it and a demand for it, then we can interact and trade and become an interconnected society. We've had no world wars since. That was a brilliant way to do things because we interconnected a globe from an economic standpoint where it's very difficult. You know, everybody worries, well, we got war with China. How do we go to war with China? China loses immediately in that situation. We're economically tied in a way that is almost, you know, you can't unwind that, right? Sorry, Ann, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just saying that, you know, 50 years ago, I watched a interview with a man in, you know, you and I would have been 2 or 3 years old when they did the 200 year. And, you know, he talked about the pride in like every street had a little bit of a fireworks thing. Every street had a parade. They all had American flags. And it was like, that was really, everybody was included in that. And they all loved it. And they were so proud to do those things. And now it seems as if, like, you know, 50 years later, we who believe in the flag and love the flag are really looked down upon because that is what the rhetoric is to not be pro-American. And I think that right now Americans are like self-censoring way more than they used to, because if you have something pro-American to say, you get kind of like shamed a little bit from the loud people that are the minority, but they're the loudest. And we just kind of sit back and go, okay, I'm going to quietly wear my American flag shirt. And, you know, if someone says, you know, it looks nice, then you kind of go quietly, you know, you pass them in the hallway in a grocery store or something. I had one on yesterday and there was a gentleman and he goes, I love your shirt. I was like, oh, thanks. But it's like you say it quietly because, you know, God forbid a purple-haired people leader walks by the other side.
Boy,
and they're going to, you know, give you heat about it. So I don't know. The pride is just gone now. Or you have to, you know, make it go lower. You can't say it out loud.
Well, that's part of the process. That's part of the communist takeover of America.
Right.
And this is really what we have now. And I'm going to play, I know Dave did some of this. I don't know if you played this clip or not. I'm going to play a montage of these Democrat socialist members. And then we're going to talk a little about the left and the right. And again, the reason and why they put things forth. But the Democrat socialists is where the American hatred comes from. But it fits into the bigger theme of the left, which is really to kind of try to keep people down as the, you know, they, you know, that becomes a big voting block for them. But let me see if I can get this queued up properly. So I'm my own tech guy here. Let's see here. Not the best tech guy. So this is just, again, their own words, not my words, their words.
You know, we have a unique responsibility to act from the heart of empire, the belly of the beast. The most important thing that we can do is take that empire down from within.
Our role ultimately is to facilitate our own empire's failure in ways that we can, ultimately to overthrow our own empire.
U.S. imperialism is not a thing that can be reformed away. It has to be overthrown through revolutionaries.
I'm going to stop there for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
The power of propaganda.
Yes.
American imperialism. You give me one example of where we have acted as an imperialistic country. And I mean, maybe you can find very far and few between. I mean, the we didn't go around the world taking over terror. Again, we could have.
Yeah.
We were the most powerful country on the planet exiting World War II. We owned the only nuclear weapon. Any country we wanted was ours.
Do you remember when fascists were?
The entire globe, it would have been ours.
Remember when fascist was the word that just came out of everybody's mouths and then you would ask them what it meant? I don't think half these people that are saying imperialism even know what it means.
But this is now, you know, the overthrow through revolutionary struggle. Let me just play the rest of this here. That's what she said.
And to build a mass movement that can use the leverage of workers to hit the kill switch on American imperialism here within the American empire.
Right. The American empire. What exactly is American imperialism? Just like you said, like fascism, they can't define it, right?
They don't know what it means.
But to the Democrat Party, I know there's an infight between, oh, my God, we're being taken over by the socialists. But the reality of it is that there's a core that's always been part of, I think, the left in general. And, you know, we've done our radio show, the Financial Guys radio program on Saturday afternoons right here on WBEN for 27 now years or 26 years, something ridiculous like that. that whole time, the show is where money meets politics, right? And, you know, our focus on that is, you know, how government policy and what kind of, you know, policies and bills that they put, legislation they put forth, how does that impact the stock market? How does that impact your life? How does that impact the economy? How does it impact the growth rate and all those different things, right? And so, you know, thinking out about it through that prism, when you start to look at the policies that they put forth, right? You look at the right, you know, assuming that, well, let me ask you this, Anne. We'll go through a little exercise here.
Sure.
Would you agree that the party, the Democrat Party, the left side of the party is the party of the poor? Is that the impression that people have? Is that the Democrat Party, they're the party that takes care of the poor, that are going to represent the working class and below, the ones that are compassionate, that are going to help people that are, you
They're
know,
all
immigrants and
inclusive. Yeah.
yeah, is
Make
that
sure everybody's happy. Yes, absolutely.
right? Was that accurate? That
Yeah,
pretty okay.
100% I agree.
Okay.
Yes.
And so but the Republican Party now is, at least as far as the perception goes, they're the party of the rich, right? It seems like a lot of wealthy people vote Republican. The Republican Party seems to represent and put forth policies that are beneficial in a lot of ways to people with money versus people without money. Can we agree upon that?
Yes, except for the most wealthy ones that are in government right now that are all liberal.
Well, not counting the government officials,
Yeah.
but in
In
general,
general, business people, yes, but
at least,
not politicians.
at least the concept is, right? Yeah, business
Bernie only
people,
has three houses.
that's right. But business people predominantly are,
Yes.
leaning to the right, right? Business
Correct.
people overwhelmingly are voting Republican versus Democrat, right? Versus
Yes.
places like Hollywood and otherwise, right? So just thinking along those lines for a second, right? If the Democrat Party is the party of the poor, right? Wouldn't it be in their best interest to put forth policies that keep people poor and add to that class of people, right? So,
Yes.
and so their goal is to take people from the rich category and put them in the poor category, right? So what are the Democrat policies that do that, right? We were talking earlier, you and I, before the show started, about the solar panels, right? Which is also really causing intermittent electrical. It's ruining farmland. It's meant to keep people down, right? Taxes. The left always wants to raise more taxes, right? Taking more money from people and keeping people down, right? The regulations. The left, you know, how many regulations did the Biden administration put in versus Obama? The regulatory cost, the estimate for the 8 years of Obama was something along the lines of $400 billion of additional cost due to additional regulations that they passed. And then, of course, Biden hold my beer, which was really the third term of Obama. During the Biden 4 years, close to $1 trillion of additional regulatory burden was placed on business owners and individuals in this country. Everything from, can you build a pond on your own farm, EPA regulations, clean water regulations, stuff that's so onerous, it becomes virtually impossible to build a business, right? That's what the Democrat Party does. So more regulations, more taxes, even things like right now, there's a bill floating around getting some traction. They want to get back to $25 minimum wage. What we have a history that what's amazing is you don't have to even go back that far. You can look at California and see what happened when they raised minimum wage. You can look at New York City and see what happened when they raised minimum wage. You can look at the jobs numbers and the opportunity for kids to actually get a job. Those jobs went away. So why would they want to raise the minimum wage? They know the jobs are going to go away. They have the history. Well, again, if you take away that lowest rung of the ladder, you deprive those kids the opportunity to get that work experience, to understand what it means to show up on time, and actually they'll begin to climb that ladder with that experience. Nobody's ever intended to work at the fry machine forever. You're intended to move your way up and learn important job skills that are very vital to your future and your career, right? But what does the left do? The left is now proposing $25 minimum wage again. What does
Because they
that
want to
do?
keep them there at the fry machine.
Keep them there. Exactly. That cuts out the fry machine job. That job's no longer even there. You don't even get the opportunity to get that experience because those jobs disappear. And we have hard empirical data to support that. We know this. That's the amazing thing is we know this, right? And so if we know this, why would we do it? Well, we do it because it keeps people poor. And that is the Democrat Party, right? So their goal is the party of the poor, right? Same thing with education. Who runs the education system? The
Definitely
Democrat
Democrats.
Party,
Yeah.
right? If the Democrat Party runs the education system, it's garbage right now. I mean, kids are graduating, being sent out into the world with a diploma who are at third and fourth levels, grade levels in math and English.
And the
You're
person that exposes it gets in trouble, gets expelled, and isn't able to graduate because he totally exposed it on somebody. That was, I don't know, a couple months ago. It's
Right.
unreal.
It's unreal. And so, you know, Democrats fight school vouchers. They fight competition. They fight the very things that they know are going to make schools better because more competition does that. Now, how do we know that they know that? Because, again, we have data. We can look at Louisiana and other places where they have installed a voucher program to give kids the opportunity to get a better education, right? But that's not what they want. The Democrat Party doesn't want a better education because if you're not educated, you're likely going to be poor. And that is the point, right? Now, getting back to the Republican Party, if the Republican Party is the party of the rich, isn't it in their best interest to put forth policies that help people become richer or become rich to begin with?
For
and of course, when you look at their policies are lower taxes, lower regulation. I mean, look at how many regulations the EPA under Lee Zeldin's leadership has rolled back. It's enormous, right? The regulatory burden that's crushing a small, medium, and large-sized businesses, as well as individuals in some cases when it comes to dealing with their own private property, right? So if the Republican Party is the party of the rich and it's in their best interest to make more people have more money, then, of course, they're going to put forth policies like lower taxes and lower regulations to help people get there. And so when you look at it from that prism, when you look at it from that perspective, it becomes to make a lot more sense. And you can no longer assume that at least ignorance is part of it. It definitely lends more towards the malice end because you can't, again, open borders, defund the police, no ICE. I mean, every single policy position that the Democrats put forth makes it worse. It makes things, you know, life worse or harder to get ahead. You know, everything that they do, including, by the way, taking down the basketball hoops. It's all pain is part of the
point. What does that benefit? Rather than doing that, why don't they just put more police out?
It benefits them. It benefits them. They don't want more police out. See, they want more violence. They want more disruption. They want more big government. Pain is part of the point. It's just like the Communist Party did in Russia. I mean, separating families and getting families to turn on each other. How many times do we hear Obama say, you know, if you hear somebody talk about something, uncle at Thanksgiving, right? That's the party. And when you look at it from that perspective, it becomes to make a lot more sense. All right, 803-0930, *930 is a free call on a cell, 1-800-616-9236. Let's go to the phones and welcome Kate, who's joining us here on the Somali flag issue. Kate, you are live with the Joe Beamer Show on WBEN. How are you? Do we have Kate? We got to turn Kate up probably. Oh, all right, Kate, call back. Sorry we missed you there, but we'll get back to you. And I wanted to see what the comment was on something on the Somali flag, which I think a lot of people are probably in the same boat where, honestly, it's you know, if there was a huge celebration, I don't think that Somali flag would have been an issue. But anyway, So getting back, so everything that they do, and sometimes it's just chipping away at the morale, right? It beats down the attitude. It darkens the space, so to speak, right? And it's all it's the little things. It's the taking away the basketball hoops. It's Mamdani not putting in, you know, not adding Little Italy to the map of New York City. It's all of the little. It's canceling or eliminating the parades and celebrating the 250th anniversary. It's eliminating and canceling the fireworks display. It's we're not going to even bother. It's all of those things are right out of the communist playbook of degrading the spirit of the people that you want to control. And that is the left.
And the biggest business people are leaving New York City because they don't want to be part of that entire thing. Like, what was it? Google, I don't know if it was a co-founder or somebody of Google just sold all of his shares or something of his property in New York. And he's just like, I'm getting out before it's totally worth nothing.
So the amazing thing is with that, not to cut you off, is he's liberal, right? And so even liberals, when they want to pull their own money, when it comes to them and their money, see, that's the difference, right? He'll promote policies that are intended. Again, he'll support the people that promote policies to make people poor, right? Anyway, all right, we got Kate back. So let's go to Kate here. And if you want to join us, 803-0930 and *930. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I am very fine and very proud. I live in the county seat of Chautauqua County, which happens to be Mayville. And we have had a 4th of July parade for 40 some years. 40.
Nice.
And it lasts about 2 hours. And it's very patriotic. And the point I want to make is, first of all, thank all of the people who have organized it and participated in it for all these years. But I could very well be standing there waving a little flag and cheering on the entries, and I'm standing next to somebody who is totally opposed to how I think the country should be run, but we love the country, warts and all. I think that's it. You love it, warts and all. And if you don't, bye-bye. So anyway, thank you, everybody in Mayville, for organizing and being part of the parade. And now, can I move to the Somali flag?
Please.
Why can't we keep things simple?
Right.
That is a great question.
I mean, you guys, wasn't it KISS, keep it simple, stupid, back in, maybe it was Clinton. Okay, come on. The American flag gets to be up on the flagpole higher than any other flag, but especially during the 4th of July weekend of the 250th birthday anniversary of our country. It is my opinion, because I must be stupid, that the only flag that should be flown that particular weekend, that particular year, is the red, white, and blue.
I wouldn't disagree with that, but to be fair, they have used that space to raise other flags in the past, including the Ukrainian flag and other flags. But my question to you is, if they had raised a Somali flag like they did, but they had done a huge, you know, or just something, if they had celebrated America 250 in a way that would have been bigger than a normal 4th of July year versus doing nothing, do you think the flag would have been even an issue? I mean, I would think that the celebration would have completely overshadowed, raising the Somali flag, but look at what we're doing for American 250. I think a big part of it was because they canceled everything else. Do you view it that way, or would you think that people would have a problem because it's a Somali flag in particular? And of course, then looking at it from the point of how much fraud we just had and where it originated from, you know, there might be some, you know, bad taste in people's mouth because of that. What are your thoughts on that, Kate?
Keep it simple, stupid.
She's calling you stupid, Glenn.
fair enough.
Guys, ladies, gals, it's a special. None of us are going to be alive for the next biggie anniversary birthday of the country. I'm sorry, Ukraine. I'm sorry, Somalia. I'm sorry. Hey, I've got Irish descent. I'm sorry. Right. Don't put up the green and the white and the orange. Just the American flag. And
just keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Well, and I don't know if it got in people's crawl that because we weren't doing so much. Well, you guys weren't up in Buffalo. You weren't doing very much for the birth.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
They party in the first place that the Somalia flag was, more bothersome than it might have been. But so I don't know the answer to that. But the answer to the flag is, you don't get to fly it this past weekend, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Right. And you know what? Has anybody done any research? Is Somalia's independence, Somalia, a country that doesn't like us, by the way,
right.
Is their independence Independence Day really July 1st?
No. Are they really independent? I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, we act as if there's some sort of functioning government in Somalia. There's not. I mean, this is a country in shambles. This is not your normal, well, we have independence and look at how great we are. That's not at all the case. It's, again, pain is the point with everything that they do. It's meant to beat us down mentally. It really is. Whether it's not celebrating, whether it's eliminating basketball nets, whether it's cutting Veterans Affairs. Look at New York City's budget. First of all, the budget for New York City is 100 and something billion with a B dollars. You know what the Department of Veteran Services receives in New York City prior to this year?
A lot less.
A ridiculous amount. It's pennies. It's 7.6 million was what the budget was for 2025. Guess what it is now? They cut $1 million off of an already super small budget. So that 7.6 million is now down to 6.5 out of a 130 some billion dollar New York City budget. Only 6.6 goes to veterans. Pain, and that was cut by Mondami, right? Pain is part of the point. It's meant to beat us down mentally, and that's every single policy of the Democrat Party, whether it's open borders, whether it's soft on crime, whether it's releasing criminals, it's all about bringing down society and making things worse, because if you make things worse, whether it's making people more poor or more miserable, that seems to be the goal to grow their voter base, right? There's a reason why they're bringing in, let's bring in as many Afghans as possible. No offense to people from Afghanistan, excuse me, but this is not the mecca of education in the world, right? The goal is to bring in the poorest of the poor so that we can make them as dependent as possible. That's the Democrat Party, right? And if you support the Democrat Party, those are the things you're supporting. You might think that's good, right? These things, but it's not. And again, I'm hoping I'm making a case with that. I wanted to get to
Mike,
Dave. I'm sorry, we're up
Mike
against the clock.
Wait, Mike.
Oh, Kate. Yes, Glenn, actually, yes. I know we sound alike.
Glenn,
but,
Mike,
yeah, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. You've just inspired me. You ready? The motto of the Democrat Party is to cause us pain to make us keep pain.
Yes, it's pain and misery. Pain and misery is the point.
From the pain.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Thank you, Kate. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. Take care. Have a great weekend. All right, Dave, you're up on deck, West Seneca. I will get back to you. Unfortunately, we got to jump across the hall for the news here. We'll be right back. If you want to join us, 803-0930 and *930, 1-800-616-9236. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Joe Beamer Show. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Ann Horan, who is actually our events coordinator. And I just want to give you a plug, Ann, because we've worked with a lot of different people over the years. But I got to tell you, the events that we have now with the financial guys are absolutely tremendous. And, hats off to you and the entire marketing team, as well as Mike Lomas, for the great event that you guys put on Tuesday at Lancaster Speedway, which was a charity event for the GoMax Foundation, as well as the Wings of Hope Wings of Flight.
No, Wings of Hope.
So the airplane, you know, they fly kids around that are sick to get them to the medical treatment that they need and different people in general. So great event, though, at the track, and just a lot of fun. You know, the food trucks and the racing and they're watching the junior dragsters. These kids are just amazing. And these little drag cars. It was really, really cool. So hats off to everybody involved and a great job raising money for a great cause. So
great. Thank you. It was really, really, it was an incredible event. And, you know, Josh helped out a ton. Lancaster Speedway helped out a ton. My team, you know, Bree and Carly, and it's just like, it was just an unbelievable thing. It was so great to be part of it, and I'm happy that we had the weather, we had the people, yeah. We had the food trucks, we had everything, and it was great packed. To see you too. You got to, you know, you got to come to the event as well.
I came in for that. Yeah, came in specifically for that. So anyway, so cool. 803 job. 803-930-930, and then 1-800-616-9236. We'll go back to the phones and go to Dave in West Seneca. Dave, you are live on the Beamer Show on WBEN with the Financial Guys. How are you?
Good, Glenn. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. My comments are just short. I don't care if it's the biggest celebration of all time that the city of Buffalo or whatever city is planning, and even if they carried it off, there's no reason to be waving the flag of another country. And I don't know why we're honoring other countries, whatever, for their Independence Day, for their other holidays. I think we're Americans. And when you leave your rat hole of a country to come here, you're coming to America. You're an American now. And you leave that stuff behind. That includes your flag, and you pledge allegiance to this country.
Let me ask you this, though, Dave, to play devil's advocate for a second. Would you have been offended if it was, let's say, an Italian flag for Italian Day or something, or Christopher Columbus Day?
I as offended? Be any other flag. Not as offended. I mean, I'm 100% Polish, and if they never flew my flag in the city of Buffalo, it wouldn't bother me at all. I can carry on my own culture and traditions in my home with my family, and we can do it there. We don't need to be pushing it on everybody else. Other people can accept us for what we are, and we do. We understand that. But I don't think we should be pandering to other nations. And
It seems to be I hear what you're saying, Dave. I don't mean to cut you off, but it seems to be the flag itself. Because, I mean, we just promoted the commercial break. Was it the Macedonia Festival or whatever it's called? I'm sure I'm butchering it. I'm sorry. I really am. But it's to celebrate a culture. And, you know, we have Italian Fest, and that's great, you know, to celebrate the culture with the food and things like that. And, you know, we have Dingus Day, you know, the celebration, and, you know, the Polish community. And
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yeah, it's wonderful. One of those things. Buffalo is great when it comes to celebrating different cultures, but it seems to be when it comes to the flag, is the theme I'm starting to hear. The flag seems to cross a specific line. Is that what you're telling me, Dave?
Yeah, because you're honoring that country, and that's we are a independent country here. We're a sovereign nation. We're America. We're not Somalia. We're not Italy. We're not Poland. If we want to have the cultural fairs, that's fine. People go out and they enjoy themselves. I have no problem with that. I just think this, when it comes to waving a flag, you're honoring and you're bringing attention to that country, and we don't need to be doing that as a sovereign nation. It's our birthday, and I would still be offended even if we had the biggest celebration over the weekend. It still shouldn't take place to me.
Do you think that if we did? I'm sorry, Ann, go ahead.
No, I was saying it's like having a wedding and then someone else coming on and telling everybody that they're pregnant or something. It's like taking the oomph away from what should be focused on. And you're right. It should be about, you know, America 250.
We didn't have the wedding.
Yeah, you're putting attention.
We didn't even have the wedding.
We didn't get the wedding.
Yeah, right.
True. That's what this is all about.
I mean, do you think, though, do you think that somebody would have actually cut down the flag and it would have been as big of a deal, though? I know people are offended, but if there was a celebration, don't you feel like that? To me, that seems like it just rubs it in, right? It just seems like, you know, to take away any sort of celebration and just ignore it, it seems like that, to me, at least personally, like, I don't care. You want to put a Somali flag up or this flag, that flag. I'm less offended by that. I'm actually more offended by the fact that they did nothing for what, to me, is a historic event for this country. And so I guess I look at it a little bit opposite, but, you know, but I guess we're both offended for different reasons.
I feel liberal right now.
I agree with that too, but that's I've come to accept the fact this is where we're living now. I mean,
right.
There's so much anti-American sentiment out there that that nothing surprises me. I accept that this happened. I don't like it, but it's the way it is. Nothing seems to surprise me anymore.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm with you there. It seems like the older you get, the more you're like, yep, par for the course. So anyway, thank you so much for the call, Dave. I really do appreciate it.
Okay.
And as Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. As Dave hangs up, that's your cue to call in. 803-0930, *930 is a free call on the cell. 1-800-616-9236. And, you know, we were talking as a broader issue is with you know, the policies that some of the Democrats put forth. I mean, again, pain is part of the point, right? So think about the open border policy just for a second. Who does that benefit? Outside, I mean, nobody in America outside the Democrat Party does that benefit, right? We just received this week the federal study as a federal paper that was done looking into the increase in housing costs. And lo and behold, as Mike and I have been saying for years, you can't just bring in millions and millions and millions of new people without building millions and millions and millions of more units of housing, right? We brought in 20 million people at least in 4 years. We did not build 20 million more housing units for people in that same time frame, right? And so what happened? Well, it, according to the paper, the federal study now, 30% of home value increase was a direct result of the mass immigration. Now, what has been the result of that? It's more difficult for young people to buy homes. Now we have more people that are in the aggrieved class, right? It's harder. Your home is a big deal, right? That's a big asset for a lot of people, right? Your 401k is important, but the home is where you're going to at least start to build up some equity so you're not paying rent forever. It's an important part of a financial program to get people to a point. There's very few wealthy people or people that have money or some sort of a self, you know, a sustaining wealth that rent their home, right?
Yeah.
I'm seriously, most of the people that have money, you know, our clients, let's say, own their home. I don't know that we have any clients that are, I think most, almost, I would say 99% of our clients at the Financial Guys most likely own their own home, right? It's an important piece. What do the Democrat Party policies do? Well, they just pushed home ownership further away from a lot of people, right? What did they
keep
do
the
with
poor, poor?
Keep the poor, poor. Because they are the party of the poor. They need people to stay poor. Because if the Republicans are the party of the rich and people become less poor and move to the category of middle to upper class, then the Democrats lose voters and the Republicans gain voters. And then when you start to look at things through that prism, you know, mass immigration, increasing taxes, increasing regulation, solar panels, intermittent energy, higher cost for energy, eliminating fracking. Every single policy from the Democrat Party has hurt the country and is designed to make you fail and keep you poor. If you want to take the other side of it, you let me know. I would love to hear your thoughts on it because I don't know that you're going to make me think anything else. But the Somali flag seems to be a very hot thing. And now, of course, they have the perpetrator, by the way. They caught them. I guess they announced that this morning. They have the person. No word on the shooters from last weekend. No. We don't have any suspects there whatsoever. No. But we now have the Somali flag subject because that is super, super, super important. So anyway, 803-0930, *930 is a free call and a cell again at 1-800-616-9236. We'll go to Brad in East Aurora. Brad, you have a comment on the Somali flag. Thanks for calling.
I sure do. If in fact the government entity of our city of Buffalo removed the flag of the United States, and if for a fact another nation was permitted to hoist their flag, in this case, the Somali flag, that is low-level treason. That is
I think it was an addition,
treason.
Too.
Okay,
I think there's
well,
multiple flagpoles. Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
So what's the signal? I mean, I think for a government entity to allow another government entity to parallel the flag, that is a wrong signal. If my next-door neighbor, a guy I love, his name is Mr. Schmidt, he's very German, if he brought his German flag over to my house and removed my United States flag from my front porch in beautiful Elma, New York, and put up his German flag, I would be offended. I would tell him to take it down. If he didn't take it down, I would remove it. I would stand my ground and say, no, there's a boundary. Enough. The word
Let me
no.
ask you this. You Let me ask you this, though, Brad. If let's say that if you were next to him, you got an American flag in your house. What if he puts up a Polish flag on his house? Would that offend you? If it was his house, though, not your house. Obviously, coming to your house, replacing your flag. But what if he was flying a Polish or a Ukrainian flag or a Italian flag or a Spanish flag, or, you know, maybe they're celebrating the world, what's the World Cup? What's going on right now? What's the soccer thing?
World Cup. Yeah.
World Cup. World, yeah, sorry. Cup. Yeah. Not a sports guy. you know, maybe they're celebrating that. Maybe they're, hey, they're cheering on their team. They're putting that flag out just like people put out college flags. Would that offend you if it was on their home?
It would not offend me. I appreciate his pride. I would actually say, I'm coming over for some kielbasa and pierogies. Let me embrace your culture. Let me embrace your Polish heritage. But do not force your words, your signals, your symbols, your ideologies upon me. Do not tread on me. And I'm not going to tread on you. So I think we're in a territory that's going to raise some eyebrows. And I think old guys like me that love this nation, we're going to have more to say, not only at the voting polls, but also within the community. And I'll just add that I've done my best to raise my children to be patriotic, loyal Americans embracing the red, white, and blue. So I say no Somali, no Jamaica, no Canada. By the way, if you go to Canada, you don't see the USA flag flying, but you see the Canadian flag flying on our northern borders. So enough is enough. I say no. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thank you so much, Brad. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 803-0930-930 if you want to join us. Again, 1-800-616-9236. The flag itself seems to be the issue, is what I'm gathering. It seems to be deeply offensive to a lot of Americans. And again, not to take away anything from whatever culture you want to celebrate, but I, you know, especially when it comes to America 250. And to me, that, again, I really believe that if they had had a parade, a celebration, if you didn't have, you know, our communist mayor Sean Ryan's like, well, I don't care, I don't want to have one. You know, I think it would have been better. Honestly, God, I think it would have been, you know, it would have been, you know, hey, we're look at, we are, yeah, but we can celebrate multiple days. Look at what we're doing for a cell. But it, right, nothing, because they hate America.
He got so again much hate across the country. I mean, there were news, yeah, outlets, CNN. I mean, you know, even CNN, yeah, gave him hate. It was kind of nutty.
Yeah, national news, right? Incredible. We're always making national news in the wrong ways. It's really frustrating. It's sad. But anytime we make some sort of national, I just saw another national news. There was an Uber Eats or what's the other one?
DoorDash.
Some one of those drivers was bragging online about, you know, whenever an order is supposed to go to the ICE facility in downtown Buffalo, they're dropping it off at the food bank. Ha ha ha. And it's like, you know, that made national news. Again, it's that's national news now. Mm. And that's a Buffalo driver. Like, great. You know, it just always seems to be this bad news. But anyway, 803-0930-930. Again, it's a free call and sell. 1-800-616-9236. Do we know the name of the flag perp? Do we have that person? Do we know?
Oh boy, I can look it up.
Is it gonna be like a Russian show trial here? Is that what we're gonna get? Are we gonna get like you know, they just fast track this to Siberia? Is he looking at 5 to 10? I mean, what's the is this a felony here? What are we talking about? What
it's
are we
like
are,
the
they,
Nancy
are they dropping
Pelosi
race hate
guy
in there too? Is it you know, are they trumping up the charges? What do we even know at this point? I don't know. Yeah. See what you can find out, Ann. Let's go to the phones again. We'll go 803-0930 and *935 and join us. What is that name? Is that my glasses on, but is it Shemkovich? Shemkovich, you are. I'm not going to say that again. You are up on deck with on Joe Beamer's program with the financial guys, Glenn
you
Wiggle and Ann Moran. How you doing? Thank you.
I'm doing okay.
Did I
you did a good
did
job
I pronounce
there
that right? Did you I pronounce did that right? All right.
Yes, you're fine, which is unusual. But anyway, 3 points. One, if the city of Buffalo had flown the Somali flag or any other flag on July 3rd or July 5th, would we be having this conversation? Two.
Well, I don't think they flew it on July 4th. I think it was torn down by then. But go ahead.
Well, number two. If the city of Buffalo had a big celebration on the 4th of July with parades and fireworks and all the other stuff, would we be having it and flown the Somali flag or any other flag of any other country on the 4th of July? Would we be having this conversation? And lastly, keep in mind that Polish and Poland and France supported and fought during the American Revolution. And that's all I got.
Yeah, good point. That's a great point, actually. And let's also keep in mind that other countries like Poland and France and have been, for the most part, friendly nations to the United States. You can't say the same about Somali, who is the home of the pirate. I mean, let's remember they've been still, and to this day, have pirates trying to hijack ships and take people hostage in that part of the world. So
right.
Let's call them for what they are, okay? This is not like, oh, look at this. It's like, oh, it's Warsaw. It's not, look at the pretty stuff here. No, this is not, that's, again, the power of propaganda. We act as if these countries are, you know, paved in gold, and it's, they're not. I mean, sadly, look at the average income in some of these places. But anyway, thank you for your calls and your points. I really do appreciate it.
Can I have one more thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Just one more. Does not the Canadian flag hang in the hockey arena? And is not the Canadian national anthem sung at every home game in the hockey that the Sabres play in the hockey arena? And now I'm done. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, but that's true, though. I mean, we do honor other nations like Canada, and I feel like the love is not mutual. I mean, you look at what Britain and Canada and Australia are trying to do as far as censorship. They are not friendly to American values when it comes to things like free speech. Let's just be honest. Look what the European Union just did, right? Every piece of communication, your photos, your text, your emails, everything now under the purview of the European Union government, right? That's not a friendly thing, right? Unfortunately, it would be great if it was. Our trade deals with Canada, again, we've been very generous. The friendliness and reciprocity has not necessarily always been there, which is part of the reason why President Trump has been renegotiating and started his term in renegotiating a lot of these deals. All right, 803-0930. Do I have time to slip in one more here before the
bottom
of the
hour? Here,
I have
the name if you want the name of the gentleman I don't know if we want to say his last name, but he's...
Hold it. We'll tease it. Okay. We'll tease it for the other side of the break, but I'm going to go to Tim in Lockport real quick and try to sneak him in if I can before the bottom of the hour here. So, Tim, thank you for holding. We appreciate it. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. What I'm curious about is, it's real funny / shocking that they're able to catch the person that ripped down a flag within a couple of days, but they still have yet to find a suspect who did 6 shootings on the 4th.
Yeah.
Do we not think that's on purpose?
I 100%. Mean, again, get your priorities straight. I mean, I sent that out in a tweet yesterday. It's like, I mean, look, I'm not saying don't prosecute all crime, and I think you misunderstand. I got somebody's comment like, I thought you were part of the broken window theory. Look, no. Don't misunderstand. I'm not condoning any sort of vandalism. You chop down a flag, you should pay for the restoration of it, right? It's not right. That's public property, and someone's going to have to pay for that, whether it be the taxpayer, the repair, or otherwise. So don't misunderstand. But the reality of it is—
I agree with you there on the flag part, but— mm-hmm. It's basically they're bringing in all these immigrants, making us pay for them, and that's sticking their thumb in our eye by raising a Somali flag. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Not even a third world, like a seventh world country. We're supposed to salute them?
So you have to understand, again, it helps to understand the left versus right, and I keep bringing it back to that, right? Part of the left is now the Socialist Party. The Democrat Socialist Party is the Communist Party. Part of the Communist Party playbook is not only to keep people poor, but it's also the mental beatdown, I'll say it that way, in every way, shape, or form. It's not celebrating 4th of July. It's raising another country's flag. It's leaving off Little Italy off the map.
Okay.
It's blaming,
So what's the response? What's an appropriate response from our side to that?
Vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote out every Democrat everywhere. You could say vote them out all day, but we're in New York. We know how that rolls.
I know. Exactly.
Unfortunately, you're going to keep getting stuff like this where people rip down flags, and it's probably going to get worse.
Have you seen the movie, or at least the promos for the movie, Vigilante?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? There's a reason.
I haven't watched it, but I've seen the trailers for it.
People are getting fed up. There's no question about it, especially when it comes to things like releasing criminals. And I'll hold that point to the other side of the break. Tim, I'll put you back on hold if you want to stick with us, but I got to go to break here. We're getting a little bit long. If you want to join us, 803-0930 and *930. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome back, Glenn Wiggle and Ann Horan, a financial guys and a gal in for Joe Beamer today. And I think Joe's filling in next, I believe, or maybe he's just off today. I'm not quite sure. But the show goes on one way or the other. And if you want to join us, 803-0930 and star 930. We're talking about the Somali flag, and it definitely is a hot button. You know, my broader concept here is that, you know, the degradation and the mental beatdown is part of the process, right? It's right out of the communist playbook, right? Is to demoralize the American spirit and demoralize Americans in every possible way that you can, whether it's making it more difficult to get ahead, whether it's enacting policies that are detrimental to the country, like open borders, things like that. Everything that they do is designed. Pain is the point. And so we'll go back to the phones, 803-0930 and star 930. We'll welcome Tim back from Lockport. I had to cut you off there. I was up against a hard break. Sorry about that, Tim, but I wanted to give you chance to wrap up. Yeah,
no
thanks for
worries,
holding. Appreciate
man.
It.
Yeah, I mean, I see things changing in Europe with the people, not with the heads of the states and the countries, like the chick from Ireland, the prime minister or whatever she is. She comes out and tells people they need to be more tolerant, more caring. Yet an American citizen just got killed inside her home the other day by an illegal right. alien that was seeking asylum.
Yeah, Suicidal Empathy, which is I think Gad Saad's new book, which is absolutely right. So the young lady, sadly, who had a daughter, was bragging online about she was an anti-ICE person, you know, free Palestine. Look at me. I married a Muslim man, beaten to death. To death. Her daughter found her mangled body. That's what happens. That's incompatible.
And what worries me is in New York State, we all are held to whatever Erie County and whatever New York City votes. The rest of New York State has to do what they want to do.
Yeah, well, the problem is that those who count the votes decide the elections, not those who vote. And Stalin, I believe, said that.
And that's
definitely people
story.
Like. Well, that is a huge problem. Somebody asked earlier, it might have been you, you know, what do we do? And I said, vote them out. And it's hard to do. You're right, in a state like New York, but we have to. We have to put pressure on our federal elective officials to pass the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act is the single most important piece of legislation.
I agree. So
it has to happen.
Why won't these Republicans grow a pair and vote that Save America Act in when they know the Democrats are going to rip the filibuster apart? They told them that as soon as they, in 6 months, you know what I mean? We're screwed.
Yeah. Well, I'll say it this way because
there'll never be another Republican again.
Right, Tim, I can explain it this way, in that 100% of Democrats are Democrats, but about 80% of Republicans are also Democrats. That's the problem.
Yep.
And, you know, we are, they're right alongside for the grift and, you know, Mitch McConnell and the rest of them just lining their pockets to the tune. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars, folks. It's obscene is what it is. So anyway, thank you so much for your call, Tim. I really do appreciate it. And have a great weekend. If you want to join us, 803-0930 and star 930. We'll move on with the phones and go to Al in Lancaster, who wants to talk a little about Doge, a little bit shifting gears. But Al, how you doing, sir?
Okay. I think that's more important than what we're talking about, even though everything else is important. But that was the only instrument that was actually looking to see where all our money is being stolen from.
Yeah.
And they're not using it. And
not only are they not using it, they shut it down, Al. The Republican Party, in control of the Senate and Congress, decided to end Doge early. It was legislated till this right now. July of this year was supposed to go through, and they shut it down in November. Because the Republicans are lining their pockets as well, and that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
We have
and
to.
The flag
and
man, I think. Go ahead.
Yep. No, I was going to say the reason that I think that somebody asked, why can't we get the SAVE Act passed? And part of the reason is because I think the Republicans in some districts also cheat. I mean, I gotta believe that. I gotta believe that a John Thune in Dakota is probably realizing that his guy counting the votes, right? And so he doesn't want any sort of voter integrity because that might mean his job someday, right? It's so self-serving. It's outrageous. We have to have the SAVE Act passed. We have to have voter ID and some semblance of fair elections, or we're finished as a country. Right. And certainly New York is finished.
Well, according to I feel with this flag raising, that means we surrender to the Somalis.
Yeah. Well, they definitely got most of our money. I mean, yeah, when you look at the these agencies, these government sponsored entities, right? All these different, they're government, whatever, government light. They're funded. You're talking about it's like $15 trillion of that we've transferred to them. That's half of our national debt. Are you telling me if we didn't fund all of these NGOs, which oftentimes are fundraising arms of the Democrat Party or simply money laundering arms in some cases, right? We'd have half. We wouldn't even have debt most likely in this country. We'd be debt free. It's insane how much money we've just basically handed over to not just Somalis, but, NGOs. And we're still sending money to Afghan. Still sending money to Afghanistan right now. That is insanity to me, right? To the Taliban. It goes, I think we make the check out to the Taliban. It's insane, right? It's nuts. And I, as an American, I'm over it. And I think that's part of the reason why so many people are offended is specifically with the Somali flag. I know people could say that, but I really don't think it would have been an issue at all if it would have been a different country flag. I think part of which country it is, given all of the latest fraud revelations and prosecutions that we have, I think that plays a part of it. I also think the lack of any sort of recognition of America 250 plays a huge part of it as well. So yeah, it's sad, but again, pain is the point. What's that? I'm sorry. Say again.
Unbelievable.
It really is. And sadly, the Democrat Party controls our education system. And when I hear these kids, it's just there's no economic education whatsoever. I mean, I heard someone in New York City go, well, we'll just take their business. We should just not let them move. Okay, right. So the pizza owner, what are you going to do? You're going to tie him? You're going to chain him into the shop? I mean, if he wants to leave, he's leaving, buddy. I mean, it's insanity. In places like San Francisco, you actually do have to file papers before you close your business. That's not American and freedom, right? That's insane to me. So anyway, I got to let you go. I do appreciate it, Al. And you're right. Doge was the best thing to the American taxpayer that we've had in 50 years. And the Republicans shut it down early. That's a great point to make. So thanks, Al.
Like
have a great weekend.
Actually,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Or what a citizen.
What's that?
I feel the government is at war with the American citizens. It's obvious.
Yeah, it's obvious. And so you can say, I love America, but I don't necessarily love our government. I mean, I love our structure of our government. The problem is I don't like the size of our government because you will never root out all of the bad influences and bad actors at this size, right? You get to a size that's just unmanageable, right? You don't have any idea what, I mean, corporations get like this, right? Look at JP Morgan. They just had to fire their DEI person. Why do they even have a DEI department, to be honest with you, right? But do they even know how many useless people they have on staff? Probably not. They're too big, right? That's my issue, is that the government that we have right now has, honest to God, it feels like it's been infiltrated by a hostile communist force. And honestly, it's all about anti-American, whether it's the Democrat Socialists of America, whether it's the Islamic, whatever they call it, the Council for Islamic Relations, or all of this stuff is promoting anti-American policies, all of these groups. Anyway, thank you again for the call, Al. I really do appreciate it. Let's move on with the phones. We'll go to Jim in North Tonawanda. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. I'm going to get straight to the point. You get the country that you vote for. That's number one. And it'll always be that way. You get what you deserve. And as far as, like, these other countries taking advantage of us, ripping us off, like you were just saying about all these Somali immigrants, the billions and billions and billions of money that's amount of money that's being stolen. And understand this, guys. A coward will never fight because a coward is too busy contemplating the cost of war. You can't think about it. You just got to do it. When the British were, now I've been a history buff, guys, since I was in fourth grade at St. Francis School. I wish you guys would just listen to me. When we kicked the British out of here, we got rid of the British because they were at that time, the sun never set on the British Empire. The British literally controlled the gates of their enemies by the power of the British Navy. And we defeated them. But we had people back then that were that loved freedom, and freedom meant so much to them that they would sacrifice their fortunes, their lives, whatever it took to be free. Live free or die. That's what the Pilgrims, the Puritans, and the Catholics that founded and built the colony of Maryland said. That's who fought the Revolutionary War. But it took courage. And they didn't sit around contemplating what the end result was going to be if they failed. And if they had failed, and I told you guys this before, when I worked with the British paratroopers, we were sitting around the campfire one night, and they said to us, we got to talking, and naturally the Revolutionary War, whenever Americans and British get together, that subject is going to come up. And they said that they wanted to be honest with us and tell us the truth. And the British paratroopers told us that if we had lost the Revolutionary War, that the British Army and the British Marines would have rounded up every single one of the founding fathers, to include George Washington, and hung them as traitors to the British crown and the King of England.
No question. And many of them suffered awful fates. Had their homes burned, their families killed. It happened to many of the founding fathers. You're absolutely right. The scary part, Jim, is that, honestly, I think that 85% of Americans, if not 90% of Americans, believe just the same things that you and I believe. They're very patriotic. They love their country. The problem is that it doesn't take much more than 15% of a populace to actually overthrow the country. And when you look at Iran, when you look at Venezuela, when you look at, to your point, they do vote them in, and oftentimes, but it doesn't take the tipping point of 50%. It takes like 15%, literally. And we're fast approaching that with when you start to cobble these groups together, the Democrat Socialists of America, the Communist Party, and so on and so forth, right? So we have to be very careful in saying, well, the vast majority of Americans think like me. But it's the 15% that don't think like you, that are anti-American, that are the ones that are very active inside of our universities and our academia, and you know, in our government entities, and in every agency, and they're infiltrated throughout the entire system, right? Whether it's Uber Eats or the mayor's office, right? It's everywhere. So anyway, thank you so much for your call, Jim. I always love the history.
Can I just make one final point?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Real quick, because I was trained to have a warrior's mentality. What you were just saying about how when you cobble the total numbers, when you cobble these various individual groups together as one big group, I see that as a target-rich environment.
Yeah, again, but the problem in our country is that you have to have fair and free elections, and you have to be willing to accept what we're facing. And I don't think many Americans really understand where we are when it comes to what kind of threats we're facing. And it's not, we have no threats abroad. Let's be honest here for a second, right? There is no country that threatens our superiority. Not one. Not Russia, not China. Nobody can match our superiority on a military level. Nobody. China is in some serious trouble. We always say, well, China, oh my God, they're on the move. China is under a demographic collapse right now. Decades and decades of one-child births and being anti, this is why it's so important to be pro-family and pro-baby and pro-procreation, because it's necessary for the continuation of humanity. When the people that are in their 60s are number less than the people in their 50s, which number less than the people in their, and so I mean the more than the 40s, and so when every demographic below is a smaller group than above, right? Meaning that the people in their 80s, there's a bigger group than the 70s, a bigger group than the 60s, 50s, 40s, all the way down. There's very few young people coming up the ranks in China. They are in serious trouble from a demographic standpoint. And they just revised their numbers, by the way, by the tune of hundreds of millions, said, we don't have near as many people as we thought we did. That's not a threat, right?
George Norrie had a guy in a show who was an expert in demographics, and he was saying for a period of 20 to 25 years in China, and the delivery rooms where the babies were being born, they had a bucket of water. And when a baby girl was born, they would drown her in the bucket of water.
Yeah.
And they did this for 20 to 25 years.
That's right.
This went on.
And, Yeah, and so that's created that's doubled the problem, right? So not only did they not procreate to the to a level that was sustaining, meaning that you have to have 2-point-something children for every couple, but they did it worse. Is that most of the babies, because of social economic, you know, viewpoints or whatever the social viewpoints, that you know, is mainly male, and unfortunately, females can actually procreate on their own because you can do artificial insemination, things like that. Males are useless in that regard. To be honest with you, we're not honest, but to be fair, right? Yeah. There's nothing we can do. Like, we can't procreate on our own, like women kind of can, right?
I hope your wife is listening to this.
It's the truth.
China invades Taiwan. It's because they're looking for girls.
They won't because they don't, again, they're
not
have
enough
baby
boys.
Our threat,
to strap the military.
That's right. Our threat is from within. As you know, Jim, you're a history buff. Every empire falls from within.
They want to destroy us from within because, like you said, they're not going to defeat us on the battlefield. That's not going to happen.
Exactly.
That's not going
to
happen.
All right, Jim.
Okay, guys, thank you.
I got to let you go. I'm going to try to sneak in one more. We'll try to get to Kevin in Pendleton here. You are live on WB. Yeah, hey, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, folks, how y'all doing, man? Hey, living the life, man, living the life, you know.
My favorite foreigner, you are.
yeah, man. Hey, you know, as a guy who's lived through socialism and one terrifying week of Islamofascism, and I we're the last pillar of democracy anywhere in the world, and yet we don't have a vibrant opposition. I consider them the opposition. You know why? Because when you're in charge, why not use the power that you have? Okay? And I'm speaking about the Republicans. So we are going to eat the bread that the devil need with the dough of the nonsense I see that is going on, that up is down and left is right, and boy is girl, girl is boy, and all this nonsense. I'm very concerned, you know, and look,
as you should be.
Yeah, you know,
as you should be. Again, everything from breaking down the family to, you know, even the whole transgender thing. I mean, it's not just about that. It's about don't trust your parents. Right. Mm-hmm. Trust us. Right. They're driving a wedge within the family. They're doing it's the communist. Go back. I mean, if you read the communist playbook, it's all there. It's everything that they're doing. That is the threat that we face in this country. And unfortunately, it seems like we're just sleepwalking right through it. I mean, my gosh, New York City just elected a Ugandan Islamist. I mean, that's incredible to me.
But you have to understand,
New York City
also
is incredible to me. Mom Dami he's an open socialist.
Scum Dami. That's what I call him.
Scum Dami. Yeah, Scum Dami.
Scum Dami. Keep that. All right, guys. God bless. Cheers.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Kevin.
You know, just
a
to that point, Glenn, it's really that these young children are not even young. I mean, starting at 10, they're all scrolling social media, and social media is telling them that parents are bad and you know, police are bad, and there's no respect for anybody, any elder. There's no like competence as far as, you know, hierarchy of a family and all that, because these phones are just telling the kids otherwise. And so, you know, they're going to believe what they see constantly scrolling on their phones.
But who runs those platforms?
The
problem is, who runs those platforms? Leftists, right? You mentioned Sergey Brin before, you know, Google, which is, I think, it's a Google owned YouTube, and I think Facebook owns Instagram. So we know where Zuckerberg lies, right? He's a liberal, right? And so again, what do they push forth when it comes to their algorithms? They push forth detrimental things, right? You can say, well, it's China. Sure, partly is China, right? China would love nothing more than for our youth to be watching, you know, stupid stuff on that, you know, again, that degrades society in general, as opposed to, you know, here's how to build this, or here's how to make a clock, or here's how
That's
to, you
what
know,
they
all,
do in
all
China.
Positive, exactly, all positive types of things. You know, it's, but again, it's leftists run these platforms, right? Leftists are the ones that are you know, eliminating free speech, and you know, obviously they can't debate their ideas because their ideas don't work. It's so easy. Like, that's why they never call live programs like this. They can't debate their points. That's why when they tried to launch a liberal radio.
Anything.
No, but when they tried to launch a liberal radio network, it failed miserably, because when you get into a live scenario where you have to have a debate with somebody, they cannot debate their ideas. As Rush Limbaugh famously said, and God rest his soul, they cannot compete in the arena of ideas. And that is 100% correct when it comes to the Democrat Party. But the goal, again, is to tear everybody down, because if the Democrat Party, if you think about it from this prism and look at it through this lens, if the Democrat Party is the party of the poor, right, and everybody believes that, they look at it like, oh, they're there for the poor, they're there to help, and the Republican Party of the rich, when you begin to look at all the policies that they put forth, it begins to make complete sense. And ignorance is no longer an excuse, and malice looks like it certainly is more the culprit than it is anything else, right? And so whether it's open borders raising housing prices by 30%, adding to our crime levels, whether it's, you know, importing people from third world countries, whether it's the no bail so that we release criminals on the street, whether it's taking down basketball hoops or allowing for you know, shootings in the Buffalo or canceling celebrations, it's all for the same means, which is making people and tearing down people and making people poor and miserable. I mean, really, they are the party of the aggrieved class. They need somebody angry because pointing the finger at somebody else, right? You're in your position because you're not poor because somebody else is rich. I will tell you that. If you're listening to this and you're poor, it's not anybody else's fault, to be honest, right? It's not anybody else's fault. It might be liberals' fault because they didn't actually educate you, but it's not somebody rich's fault, right? You're not poor because Elon Musk is rich. There's not a fixed pie like Democrats would like to say, right? The pie is really unlimited and can be grown substantially.
And why is there so much anger
about American capitalism
for people that are wealthy? I don't understand the anger for the people that are wealthy. They worked hard. A lot of these people came from nothing and they created their own wealth. And it's just, why is that such a bad thing? And why do those people get looked down upon? I just don't.
Because they're the party of the Republican Party is a party of the rich. And so the goal is to make people less rich. If the Democrat Party is a party of the poor, the goal is to make more poor people and to keep people poor. And when you start to look at it from that perspective, it begins to make a lot more sense. Hey, look, it's been a great show. I really do appreciate the opportunity to fill in. Thank you, Ann, for joining me.
Thanks for
and all
me.
The calls. Nice to have a brisk show, which is fantastic. So if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living, 833-FIN-GUYS, thefinancialguys.com. And we'll see you tomorrow right back here from 1 to 3, our regular spot every Saturday right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Have a great week.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.